In your memo, we refer to, and I know one very prominent example, times when the free market residential component, those owners have been able to kind of dictate what happens in the rest of the building. How many other examples of those kind of conflicts do we have?
Some of it is perception, but others are true experience. And so the Motherlode building, for instance, sat vacant for many years. It has two residential units in it, and it was a long time before that commercial space was actually occupied. And that really had a deadening effect on that particular block. We see it in other buildings downtown where the residential component maybe finishes before the commercial component does. And there's concerns about what happens when those free market residential owners start occupying and what are they able to do in terms of internal condo declarations, which the city can't really have a role in. And so while things may be permitted in a zone district, depending on how those internal documents that the city is not a party to are structured, it could really limit the types of commercial uses that are allowed.
To get into the history a little bit, and maybe even into theory a little bit, we should have mixed use in order to have vibrancy.
It is important, and the Asbury Community Plan talks about the importance of having residential downtown, but it talks about it in terms of affordable housing and the importance of having local working residents near where they work, really just part of that vibrant community. When infill began, what we underestimated was the power, the buying power of folks who can get in and build those free market residential units and how that impacts the commercial spaces.
So you would be able to differentiate in a resolution or something that no free market, but it is okay to still allow affordable units or after managed units.
Yeah, so right now in the downtown zone districts where free market residential is not allowed, you can build affordable housing. Part of the moratorium is should that ban on free market residential units that currently exists in the immediate downtown commercial core and C1 zones, should that be extended to mixed use, neighborhood commercial, and SCI? So that's a decision that City Council can make and we'll be discussing on Tuesday.